Welcome to Podcast One. We hope you'll support our sponsors who bring you these podcasts absolutely free and with limited interruptions. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this show, which will get started in just a second. He's defeated every champion from every organization the sport of mixed martial arts has ever seen and retired from the octagon as the biggest draw and the industry's highest paid athlete of all time. And now Chael Sonnen's on PodcastOne.com. And for that, you're welcome.
Guys, the biggest fight in combat history is going down this Saturday. Don't be left out. If you want to get some action on this, go to BetDSI.com. Set up an account. Use the promo code CHAEL25. You are going to get $25 for free to wager this weekend. All you have to do is register. $25 for free using the promo code CHAEL25. If you decide to make a deposit on top of that, they will give you a 200% bonus. Simple math. You put up $10. Use the promo code CHAEL25. They will put $30 on your books. You don't have to make a deposit. You can just go sign up at BetDSI.com, use the promo code CHAEL25, and get $25 that you can bet on either Connor or Floyd for this weekend. BetDSI has been around for over 20 years. They score an A-plus on many sports review sites. These guys have made a reputation out of getting paid your winnings fast and easy. They've got a mobile app, 365, 24/7 customer service. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code CHAEL25. Start playing today. Now let's get into this show. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I am out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Usually, I'm out here covering with ESPN. Usually, Gilbert and I would come out on Thursday. Be a bit of a media day, a little travel day. Got the weigh-ins on Friday. Got the big fight going down Saturday. Gilbert is not with me. He is at home. He's got his own fight coming up with Jeremy Stephens. He's buckled down in training camp. I'm up here by myself. I'm joined with Teddy Atlas. I shouldn't say I'm by myself. I am with Teddy Atlas. As far as the MMA representation, it's just me. Teddy Atlas will come in and represent boxing. Teddy and I did a piece yesterday. We went over to Top Rank Gym, do a piece for SportsCenter. We were in our workout clothes. We're in the ring. And Teddy gave us a breakdown of what both guys would need to do to win. And it was very interesting. The psychology of this is very interesting. You know, when you deal with somebody like Teddy Atlas, who is beyond reproach in boxing, when he says it, that is the way it is. He gave a breakdown. Here's how I teed him up. I said, all right, Teddy, what does Connor need to do to win? And without hesitating, Teddy said, cheat. He needs to cheat. And then he started showing some cheats. And I'm not talking about hitting a double leg takedown or throwing a kick. He was showing small stuff because Connor's a southpaw. He said, you know, the feet, when you're dealing with the southpaw, the feet get all mangled up. So Connor, instead of trying to play the game of get his foot outside of Floyd's foot, he could step right on Floyd's shoe. Throw a punch, do a push, whatever it is, make Floyd stumble, make him go down. Kind of like the Pauly controversy. Get inside and rough him up like that. He can throw the hook followed by the elbow. You know, that's a Mike Tyson move. Teddy's the one that trained Mike Tyson when he was young. Right when Tyson got done and the Cusumato passed away, Teddy Atlas was there. Boom. And that was something Tyson did. He talks about it in retirement. You go back and watch the tapes. When he throws that hook, he comes over the top with the elbow and he would elbow his opponents. And because it looked like one motion and it was led by a punch, it looked incidental. And he did it night after night, fight after fight. He was also saying that if Connor could push Mayweather back into the ropes, instead of headhunting, he made a point. I didn't realize this. He said whenever Floyd's on the ropes, he dips and he dips to the right side. And his point was, don't go after his head. The head's going to be hidden. That's why he's dipping. He's dipping to hide that head. So just hit him in the body. Just attack the body. These were a couple of points made by a guy who is the leading expert of this sport. There were also points I hadn't considered. I thought you guys might think that's interesting. If you didn't see it on SportsCenter, I'll tell you about it now. Those were Teddy's points. And then when he broke down Floyd, oh my goodness. So I asked him the same question. Okay, what's Mayweather need to do? And Teddy started with having me, so now I'm being Connor, throwing that left hand at him. And he was just showing different ways to avoid that left hand, but then to counter if you're Floyd. And Teddy was so fast. Oh, you know, he's throwing these punches back at me, boom, boom, boom. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, as fast as Teddy is, as powerful as he is, not even touching me, just showing me, making noises as he's doing it, boom, 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 making these noises. I'm going, whoa, they're kind of intimidating here. Could only imagine how fast Floyd would be. And when we finished the segment and Teddy said, look, I think Floyd annihilates him. I think the harder Connor goes, the quicker Floyd gets him out of there. One guy's opinion, but I'm sure it's a valuable opinion though. He says, I think the harder Connor goes, the faster Floyd gets him out of there. More Connor's willing to come forward, willing to exchange so that Floyd can slip and counter and take his angles and land his own shots. The faster this fight's going to be over. But he did hesitate. He did say, look, I don't love that we haven't seen Floyd in 2 years. I don't love that he's 40 years old taking on a guy over a decade younger. I am worried. But he said the one thing, and I was so glad he did. He said, this is about the reputation of boxing. And he's right. He's right. And I keep making that point to you guys, but I make it for two reasons. And I want to make this really clear in case anybody's missed what my reasoning is. The integrity of boxing is on the line, without question. Without question. I hear people talk about the boxing community. There's no such thing. That community is so small. I could fit them all into my car. And I tell you, this is a guy that comes from the wrestling community. I'm well aware that our community is tiny. But our community, as tiny as we are, and this isn't to say we're better than boxing. That's not my message at all. I just want to illustrate, when people talk about the boxing community, who in the hell are they representing? There is no such thing. There are no boxers. I was 28 years old. I had my first fight at 19. I was 28 years old when I met my first boxer. The first time I ever met a man who on Saturday night had put gloves on and got in the ring and traded blows under the Queensberry rules with another man, I was 28 years old, of walking this planet, of traveling it, different states, different countries. I'd never met a boxer. I go even further. I didn't know where a boxing gym was. I don't think you guys do. If I was to challenge you right now and go, do any of you know a boxer? You go, well, sure, I know of Manny Pacquiao. No. I'm not asking if you know of a boxer. I'm asking, do you know a boxer? Have you ever in your life met a man that got in there and boxed? The answer is probably no. And for those of you that the answer is yes, you know one. I'd be stunned if you knew that. I would be stunned. Nobody you went to school with boxed. Nobody in the neighborhood you lived in boxed. Nobody in your family boxed. So where the hell did you meet this guy? You met him in a restaurant in passing somewhere, on the subway, on a bus, on a train. It'd have to be something. There is nobody that boxes. I go a step further. You couldn't tell me where a boxing gym is. I'll go a step further. Not one of my listeners right now could tell me what store they needed to go to buy boxing equipment. It is a sport that doesn't exist. And when they talk about the boxing community, there is no such thing. You get a guy like Oscar De La Hoya to come out and go, well, that's not true. Every time I put on an event, I got a sold out arena. Yeah, there's fight fans. There's people that care about promotion and a fight that's get built up and they go to it. But they're not in the community of boxers. They don't know what the rankings are. I'm a professional fighter. There is nobody fighting in a major organization that can go back 20 years except me. Had my first fight in 1997. Nobody except me. And I'm telling you right now, those are fight fans. They're not boxing fans. The punches are not enough. When it comes with the promotion, when it comes with the media, when it comes with the lore, when it comes with the storyline, we'll tune in. I am a fighter for 20 years. I could not name 5 active boxers. I couldn't do it. Not active. I could give you Mike Tyson's and Sugar Ray's and Tommy Hearns. I couldn't tell you 5 guys that are active current boxers. I couldn't even tell you their names. The boxing community is not a real thing. So when you worry about the boxing community, you're representing such a small amount of people. However, It's very important. What Teddy Atlas said, what I've been telling you guys, that you do understand the integrity of boxing is on the line. Period. And it's important, not only because that is what's at risk, but it's important because if Conor pulls this off, he deserves that credit. He deserves it. The risk that he is taking, the courage that he is showing. I don't care how many months and how many episodes I've come on here and told you guys he has no chance. Doesn't matter. The fact that he's going to walk out there and put it on the line and find out one way or the other in front of the entire world deserves credit. This fight goes down on August 26th, but when we wake up on August 27th that the biggest upset in sports history happened, we got to give him his due. And I already know what the headlines are going to say. The headlines are going, well, but Floyd's old. You know, get him in there with Canelo. Get him in there with Triple G. They're going to try to bring somebody else forward. Fine. Great. But it's not fair to what he would have achieved. It's not fair to say, well, Floyd's 40. Well, Floyd's never lost. Well, Floyd hasn't done it in 2 years. Well, Conor hadn't done it in 29. Well, Conor was the bigger man. So what? This is the weight class Floyd fights at. He fights at 154 all the time. And when he doesn't, he's fighting at 149. And when he doesn't, he's fighting at 152. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So let's just call it what it is. The integrity of boxing is on the line. I do not think boxing is going to have a problem. I personally believe boxing is a real sport. But don't act like we haven't seen this before. When the UFC came out in 1993, they thought their base was going to be the martial artists of the world and the martial arts gyms. Every karate gym in town is going to be sitting down to watch this. Every Aikido gym, every Kung Fu gym, every Kempo gym in town, they're all going to be sitting down to watch this. They found out the exact opposite. We all thought people that knew karate or had a black belt in karate knew how to fight. We all thought that. Hollywood had taught us that. We all saw the clips going around, whether it's on television or on the internet, of guys breaking boards and crushing bricks because they were masters of karate. We all saw what Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee did. We all thought that meant something, but the UFC in 1993 came out. We found out you could be a triple black belt in karate and take on some local tough guy from the bar and get your ass kicked. We all found out that what we believed to be true for self-defense and combat was not true. That karate didn't work. That it was not a form of self-defense at all. That Kempo and Kung Fu and Aikido and all of these traditional martial arts we heard about, they just didn't convert to an actual fight. Those gyms and those schools and those participants did not watch the UFC because they did not like the reality that they were faced with, which is this sport that we've done for years, that we've dedicated to, that we put our children in, to get escalated through belt systems and rise up the ranks and break these boards and crush these bricks. Turns out it doesn't work. And everybody fell for it. It wasn't just you guys. It wasn't just me. Our leaders fell for it. If you used to get into some kind of a street altercation, some kind of a fight, and you had a black belt in karate or one of these martial kung fu and aikido and all this different stuff, You would be charged differently because your hands were believed to be deadly weapons. Judges would look at it like that. You were a dangerous guy that knew some secrets. That's why those communities to this day do not watch mixed martial arts. Karate practitioners to this day, they're not hanging up posters in their gym that there's a big pay-per-view coming up Saturday. Tune into Spike TV. Watch Joe Warren on Friday night. They're not doing that. They don't want their students to know anything and know about it. They want them to believe you can break boards and crush bricks, be a registered deadly weapon if you just pay enough money and stay in this long enough and get a dark enough belt. That's what they want you to believe. The boxing community, which I could fit into my car. Not literal. Don't tweet me about that. But you get my point. They're scared. They are very scared. And Teddy Atlas talked about this. It was at the end. He said, ah, Floyd's going to annihilate him. Floyd's too fast. Floyd's too good. Floyd's this. Floyd's that. The other thing. I agree with Teddy. I fully agree with Teddy. But he did close a little bit hesitant to say, look, Floyd hasn't been in there in a while. This is a young guy. You know, we can sit here all we want and say that Conor McGregor's not ready for this. And he's not. He's not. Doesn't make any kind of sense to say that he is. But the intangibles, the things that you can't put on paper, the things that you can't write down, that you can't look at, that you can't roll video back of previous fights, those things are the biggest problem. And they lean towards Conor. If you want to talk about who can deal with pressure, and Floyd does a great job. Floyd does a great job. It's Conor. Who can change weight classes? It's Conor. Why couldn't he change sports? Ariel Helwani said something. He said, Chael, I'm taking Conor. He and I were talking. I said, come on, Ariel, come on. What are you talking about? And he said, well, Chael, nothing about this fight makes sense. Why should the outcome? And I had no response. I don't agree with him, but I couldn't respond to it. I did not have the rhetorical skills. He's right. Nothing about this makes sense. All of this comes down to this point. I woke up this morning, headline, 95, this came from a bookie. From a bookie in Las Vegas, 95% of the money wagered so far has been on Conor. Should Conor pull the upset, it will be the biggest bath the casinos have taken. They are going to get crushed. 95%. Now, I assumed more was coming in on Conor, but I didn't know it was skewed that much. And don't forget, the Irish fans aren't even here yet. They're not going to be here till Thursday. Some will fly in today. Most of them don't come in till tomorrow. More will come in Friday, just in time. They're bringing money in their pockets. They haven't walked up to the windows yet. This line could drop to 2-1 right now. Put this in perspective for you. Right now, at 4.5-1, that is the closest spread of any Floyd Mayweather fight in 3 years, which takes him over the span of 6 fights. None of his last 6 opponents had closer odds to beat him. People think it's going to be Conor. They think Conor's the one, think he's too big, think he's too strong, think he's too powerful, think he's going to knock him out, not just beat him, knock him out. Beat him the most decisive way you possibly can in this sport. When this fight got announced, the odds came out. It was 26-1 Floyd Mayweather. Almost overnight, that got cut in half. Over the span of a few weeks, that went to 7-1. A 26-1 spread dropped to a 7-1 spread. It then dropped to 6-1. It is now at 4.5-1, and Ireland isn't here yet. They are not being represented. This fight, I believe, this is a bold prediction by me, but I think I'm right. I think it's going to go to 3-1. And if I'm right about the Irish money coming in, guys, it could go to 2-1. That might be 2.5, but it could go to 2-1. For a guy who has never boxed versus a guy who has never lost at boxing. And we got to take the excuses off the table. We just have to. Boxing is defending itself as a sport and as a brand. And the integrity of boxing has been called into question for many years. Largely because of the corruption it used to go through. Largely. But also, still to this day, the NCAA, they don't contest it. They don't recognize it as a real sport. There's not a high school in this country that contests it because they don't recognize it as a real sport. The International Olympic Committee that comes to you with the most integrity does. That's the good news. But that's the only piece of good news the sport has. And if they go down on Saturday, and that's what's on the line, and I don't think that story's being told enough. That's what this is about. Some people have tried to make this MMA versus boxing. You can do that, but that storyline's played. That storyline's played out. A younger guy versus an older guy. Storyline's played out. We've seen that a million times. We have never seen the integrity of an entire sport put on the line. That's the storyline. That's the one the promoter should have ran with. And Floyd Mayweather's trying to deflect left, right, and center. Oh, I'm not what I used to be. Oh, I'm just an old guy. Well, I'm watching Floyd. You know, you talk about a guy got old. You're talking about three things. Speed, conditioning, and timing. One or more of those goes. When you hear a fighter got old, or an athlete in general got old, that's what we're talking about. I haven't seen Floyd fight. That's true. Nobody's seen him fight in 2 years. But I have seen him in the gym. He's done open workouts. Looks just as fast to me. Did an open workout for 2 hours, so I don't think we can call conditioning into this. So the third and final thing is his timing. Is his eyes. Can he still get out of the way of punches? I threw punches at Teddy Atlas last night. I don't know how old Teddy Atlas is. I threw them at him last night. He slipped every damn one of them. This is what boxers do. Now, every time he slipped, yeah, he was open for a kick. Every time he slipped and pulled, I could have changed elevation and gone in for a takedown. I'm not saying it would convert for mixed martial arts. I'm just saying for boxing. These guys have that skill. People want to talk about Conor's knocking people out, but Floyd isn't. It's totally different. Conor's knocking out MMA guys. Floyd isn't knocking out boxing guys. He isn't knocking out masters of slipping and rolling and doing pulls and avoiding and countering shots. It's a totally different focus group. Totally different. So any excuse, all I'm trying to do right now, and I want you guys on board with me, we got to do away with the excuses. Whoever wins is the better boxer. That's it. This is a fair, licensed boxing contest. Agreed upon gloves, agreed upon arena, agreed upon rounds, agreed upon rule set, agreed upon opponents. Everything is fair and everything is above boards. And mark my words, if Conor wins, that story will not be told. They will make excuses. And it's not right. It's absolutely not right. I can remember my own first fight with Anderson Silva. I told anybody that would listen, I'm going to destroy this guy and it won't be close. And I was doing that because I knew I was going to destroy him and I knew what the media would do. They would try to take it from me. They would try to make excuses. So the fight goes on and Anderson gets destroyed. Sure enough, the media came out with Anderson was hurt. He had a rib injury. I couldn't get that pat on the back. And we're not going to let it happen to Conor. We're not going to take it from him. If Conor loses, it's because Floyd's better. If Conor wins, it's because Conor's better. And it doesn't have anything to do with age. Conor's 29 years old. When Floyd beat Canelo, Canelo was 21. I think Floyd was 37. I think that fight was 3 years ago. Could have been 38. I think he was 37. You guys get the point. Don't bring up that age. Canelo was much bigger. Don't bring up that size. Floyd had been out for a year. In this case, he's been out too. Don't bring any of that up. None of it's relevance. None of it's fair. None of it's true. One guy gets credit here. Both guys putting it on the line in different ways. But one guy gets the credit, whoever it is. Whether it's Floyd or whether it's Conor. But that's fair. That's the way that it has to be done. Guys, take my advice. We've all seen mouth-watering, healthy smoothies all over Instagram, all over Pinterest. They get tweeted to you. But you know what? Those are really hard to make. We all think this. That's what I should be eating, but I don't have time to make that every day. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could get those picture-perfect nutrients without having to hit the farmer's market and chop up a million fruits and veggies? Now you can get it all the superfoods, and you can get them fast with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest sends superfood eats straight to your door. You've got your choice of smoothies, activated breakfast bowls, nice cream, vegan sundaes. Each single serving cup comes ready to blend or heat. Cups are stored in the freezer, so they're ready whenever you are. The produce is all organic, it's unrefined, and it looks and tastes amazing. You can actually see the whole ingredients when you open the cup. Daily Harvest freezes their ingredients at peak freshness, sealing all the nutritional value. Preparing each cup is insanely easy. Just add water. Or if you're feeling fancy, you can substitute other liquids like coconut or almond milk. Either way, your Daily Harvest cup is ready in about 30 seconds. So you can eat it right now. Go to daily-harvest.com. Enter the promo code CHAIL and get 3 free items with your first box. That's daily-harvest.com. Use the promo code CHAIL for 3 free Daily Harvest cups. That's daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com.
Hey everyone, it's former WWE host Lillian Garcia. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder how your favorite stars make it to the big time? Then come check out my new show, Chasing Glory with Lillian Garcia on podcastone.com. Hear me chat with some of your favorite athletes and entertainers about their rise to the top. It's about to get real, raw, and inspiring. So join me for new episodes every Monday on podcastone.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
You're welcome. You're welcome with Chael Sonnen.
All right, Brew Chance sent over some notes for me. Big fight was announced. Interesting fight. For me, this is interesting. Masvidal versus Lawler. I like that fight. I really do. And Masvidal, he was very close to a title shot. He lost to Mai. It was a split decision. One judge thought that he won. These guys used to also be teammates at the ATT. So even though one's coming off a loss and you got Lawler coming off a win, I still like the fight. I also like the backstory. I like that they used to be teammates. I like that Robbie Lawler left the gym. I don't know why he left. That story's never been told. Robbie never said a word on it. Poirier spoke on it one time, fellow teammate. Said there was a communication issue. Left it at that. So now you got a guy in Masvidal that's still there versus his former teammate who left. Storyline. Boom. I want to see it. You got 2 stand-up fighters. Lawler, power shots. Masvidal, technician. But both of them still like to keep the fight standing up in the same room. Interesting fight. All right, let's switch gears here. Some news came out. Brian Stann is parting ways with the UFC. Brian Stann, longtime member of the commentating team, both in the Fox booth and live. Live for pay-per-views, live for fight nights. Great job. Boy, he's great. He's great at it. And he's left on his own. He said, you know what? I got an opportunity. I'm going to go and do something else. I believe he said, he did this on Ariel's show. Ariel broke this. But I believe he said he was going to go and be a COO at a real estate company. I have no other details than that. It had a lot to do with the travel. He just wanted to travel less. He's got 3 little girls. He wanted to stay home with them. That's a blow. And I mean that as a compliment to Brian. He's really good at what he does. He's got a strong presence. He's great with his words. He's a consummate professional. So good for him. We'll see what he goes and does. We'll see what he goes and does. I believe he is at some point in his life going to run for the presidency. I think he will probably start in the Senate in Georgia, but I believe he's going to run for the presidency. I am not kidding when I say that. And for some reason, when you know a guy who could become the president, it's a weird thing and people think it's a joke. I do believe at some point in his life, that's the direction he'll go, but it doesn't look like that's going to be immediate. Taking some other position. Brian, you will be missed and good for you. Junior Dos Santos got flagged by USADA. Now, this is a weird one. And Junior's statement, I mean, it's the same as everybody. If anybody's against PEDs, it's me. Junior's been using PEDs for a long time. USADA came in, Junior's body changed, he got off of them. I've never said a word, I never would say a word till the guy gets hit. I knew Junior was using for the longest time. World's worst kept secret. Guy takes his shirt off, you take one look at him. But USADA came in and he did clean it up. Now his record changed as well. But a lot of guys changed post-USADA. He got his title fight with Stipe and he got back on. And I remember at the weigh-in, I turned to the person I watched the weigh-in with and go, Junior better be careful because he's back on. That was his last fight, and now he's been hit. But he got hit for a diuretic. And that's a bit of a weird one. A diuretic is something that helps you to urinate, essentially. It's something that an athlete may... I don't even know why diuretics are banned. I haven't got the foggiest idea, but they are. But what it does is it helps you to urinate, so if you had to make weight, it could make that process maybe more convenient for you. Instead of sweating it out, you could pee it out. Junior's heaviest is 240 pounds, weighing at a weight class that's got a cap of 265 pounds. So the last guy in the world that would need a diuretic is a heavyweight who's 25 pounds underweight. The fear by USADA is that a diuretic, or this one specifically, can be used as a masking agent. I don't know anything about it. Let him check his substances. Let him roll his own story out. We'll see where that goes. But whether he used or he didn't use, I'll tell you, Junior is a very nice guy. But the rules are the rules. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. How many of you took in the eclipse? How many of you watched the eclipse on Monday? I suspect all of you did. I don't get that. Good for you. I'm not teasing any of you as a major world event. But guys, it gets dark every day. Every single day it gets dark. Was it really that amazing that it was going to get dark at 10 o'clock in the morning instead of 8 o'clock at night? Is that really something the world needed to stop for? I didn't get it. So the moon went this way and the sun's over that. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed the eclipse. The birds were chirping. The frogs were croaking. I guess. It was a bit of a nuisance for me. I was headed to the airport. I went 2 hours early. I hate being to the airport early. Hate being there early, let alone 2 hours. But I left early because I was told traffic would be so bad because people were going to be gawking at the solar eclipse. It was just the opposite in Oregon. Well, I flew right there. Sat at my gate for an extra 90 minutes. Wasn't all that big of a deal. People were wherever they were supposed to be, wherever they wanted to be, they were there. Businesses were closed. Shops were closed. All because it was going to get dark. It gets dark every day, people. It gets dark every day. I'm glad you all enjoyed history, though. I really am. I'm happy for you. You saw it. Any plans you had of telling your kids or your grandkids that you saw the eclipse, keep those to yourself. Pretty boring story. Your kids are going to look at you and go, that was a nerdy story. And your grandkids are going to look at you and go, so? But hopefully you enjoyed your day. Guys, if you're looking for a car, it doesn't matter if it's new or if it's used. Go to TrueCar. www.truecar.com or download the app. Here's how it works. When you're ready to make that purchase, go in virtually. Type in the car you want. Year, make, model, color. Type in your zip code. It will tell you what people in your area paid for that exact same car. At that point, you will be connected with a TrueCar certified dealer. The price will be set. When you get to the lot, the car will be there. Most people are saving $4,000 off of the MSRP. Save time, TrueCar. I have got to get to set. Teddy and I are covering on SportsCenter. Get over to ESPN. Dana White will tell you the fight is August 26th. ESPN will let you know it is begun. Fight week. Enjoy it. Until tomorrow, I'm Chael Sonnen, and you are welcome.
Thanks for listening to Your Welcome with Chael Sonnen. Download new episodes every week at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hey, it's Steve Austin. Have you checked out the Steve Austin Show? I got family-friendly episodes on Tuesdays, and I let it all fly on Unleashed every Thursday. So get to podcastone.com or iTunes to listen and subscribe. And that's the bottom line, because I said so.